All right, let's get rolling. Today, we're all about e-biking, but not just anywhere. We're taking on the Great Allegheny Passage.
The GAP.
Exactly, the GAP. And whoa, this is not your average weekend ride.
It's massive. 334 miles.
334 miles. From Pittsburgh all the way to D.C.
And it even connects with the CNO Canal towpath, so you could keep going if you wanted.
If you're feeling really ambitious, we're talking Hall of Fame level trail here, folks. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves.
Safety first, always.
Exactly. Got to make sure we're following the rules. Double check those local trail regulations, especially when it comes to e-bikes, those class one e-bikes. All right, now that we've got that covered, I got to ask, what makes the GIP so special? I mean, besides the obvious length.
Well, for one, it's a journey through time. You're literally riding through history, following these old railway lines.
Oh, like those ghost tracks you sometimes see.
Yeah, exactly. And old canal towpaths, too. It's like stepping back into industrial America, but on an e-bike.
That's such a cool contrast. History meets technology. I love it. Hmm. Okay, so tell me, what's the trail itself like? What can riders expect?
So the GAP is actually pretty accessible, even for different types of bikes. The surface is mostly crushed limestone.
Like gravel?
Yeah, similar. But there are some paved sections, too. And the grade is really gentle, like averaging 1 to 1.5%.
Okay, so not a ton of crazy hills to worry about.
Not too many, no. Plus, you've got amenities all along the way.
Amenities? Like what?
Restrooms, water stops.
Essential.
Right. And even bike repair stations. So you can focus on enjoying the ride and not worry about logistics.
See, this is why I love e-biking.
Hmm?
It opens up these longer adventures for people who might not be, you know, hardcore cyclists.
Absolutely. And speaking of e-bikes, I'm curious, how do they change the experience on a trail like this?
Well, I think the biggest thing is accessibility. Like you were saying, it allows people of all fitness levels to tackle those longer distances.
Especially those uphill sections.
Oh, yeah. I bet those e-bikes come in handy when you're facing the Eastern Continental Divide. But I imagine there are some etiquette considerations too, right?
Definitely. You got to be mindful of other trail users, whether they're on bikes, walking, or even horseback riding.
Respect for everyone, that's key.
Exactly. And of course, speed control is huge. Just because you have that extra power doesn't mean you need to be flying down the trail.
Right, safety first. Always.
Ah.
Okay, but let's talk about those jaw-dropping views I keep hearing about. The tunnels, the bridges, spill the beans. What are some of the must-see highlights?
Okay, picture this. You're riding along, and suddenly you enter this massive tunnel.
A tunnel. How big are we talking?
This is the Big Savage Tunnel.
Right.
It's over 3,291 feet long.
Whoa. That's like almost two-thirds of a mile.
It is. And it's cool and dark inside, sometimes even a little foggy.
Fog in a tunnel. Okay, that sounds a bit eerie, but cool. I'm adding that to my list.
Yeah, it's a unique experience, but keep in mind, it's actually closed for part of the year, from December 15th to April 10th.
Oh, why is that?
To prevent icing damage. But don't worry, there are plenty of other amazing spots to explore year-round. Like, imagine yourself on this incredible bridge towering 101 feet high.
101 feet. Okay, now we're talking.
Right. And it stretches over 1,900 feet long. That's the Salisbury Viaduct.
The Salisbury Viaduct. Got it.
Yeah.
What do you see from up there?
Oh, breathtaking views of the Castleman River Valley. It's just stunning.
Okay, that's two for two on the wow factor.
Mm-hmm.
Tunnels, bridges. It's like the GAP is a highlight reel of nature and engineering.
And we haven't even gotten to the history yet.
I know, right? I'm already hooked.
And don't forget about those landmarks, those historical markers along the way.
Oh, right, like stepping back in time. Are there any that really stand out?
Well, how about standing right on the Mason-Dixon line?
Whoa, no way. The Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah. That historical boundary, you know, dividing the north and south.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know it's a popular photo op now, but wow, to actually be there on that line.
It's pretty amazing to think about the history, all the weight that line carries.
Totally. It's like geography and history all tangled up in one spot.
Exactly.
Speaking of geography, there was something about a water gap that caught my eye. What was that all about?
Oh, you must be thinking about the Cumberland Narrows.
Cumberland Narrows, yeah. What's so special about that?
Well, imagine this. You're riding through this narrow passage carved by Wills Creek.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
And get this, the old National Freeway, the Scenic Railroad, and the CSX Railway, they all squeeze through this same spot.
Wow, all in the same place.
Yep. It's a testament to how we've navigated this landscape over time, from canals to railways to highways, and now
e-bikes.
Exactly.
It's like layers upon layers of history all converging in one spot. I love that.
It's pretty amazing. And, you know, speaking of history, we can't forget about the Cumberland Bone Cave.
Oh, yeah, the Bone Cave. What's the story there?
Well, it might not look like much now, but back in the early 1900s.
Early 1900, okay.
Workers found it filled with all these fossilized bones dating back over 200,000 years.
200,000 years? Are you serious?
Yeah. Imagine creatures like the Pleistocene cave bear and a saber-toothed cat roaming around where we're biking today.
Oh, that's both cool and kind of creepy.
Right. It's like a reminder that we're just passing through part of this long, long timeline.
It's humbling, for sure. Okay, so I've talked about the history, the highlights, but let's get practical here. Say I'm ready to plan my GAP adventure. Where do I even begin?
First things first, grab yourself a good trail map. The GAP website, they've got great resources, downloadable maps, elevation profiles.
So I can see those hills coming.
Exactly. And TrailLink is another great resource. They even have info on parking and trail access points.
Perfect. Maps, check. What about places to stay? I mean, this is a multi-day trip, right?
Definitely. And you've got options. Campgrounds, B&Bs, hotels, lots of towns along the GAP cater to, well, all kinds of riders.
Nice. So I've got my route plan, lodging booked. Anything else I should be thinking about?
Well, if you're not doing the whole trail, shuttle services can be a lifesaver.
Shuttle services. Yeah. For bikes.
Yeah. They specialize in transporting cyclists and their bikes to and from different points along the GAP. So you can ride one way and get a lift back to your starting point.
That's smart. Saves you from backtracking if you don't want to.
Oh.
Taking notes. Shuttles. Got it.
And hey, a little tip from some of your listeners. Renting a car in Pittsburgh for the return trip can sometimes be cheaper than those shuttle services.
Oh, that's a good tip. Thanks, listeners. It's all about finding what works best for you, RK.
Absolutely.
Okay. But let's talk safety for a second. Any advice for staying safe out there on the GAP?
Of course. Helmet, always. Non-negotiable.
Couldn't agree more. Safety first.
And just be mindful of other folks on the trail, you know, bikes, walkers, maybe even some horses.
Right. Got to share the trail. Speaking of sharing, should we be worried about wildlife encounters?
I mean, the GAP is generally pretty safe, but you always got to be aware. Rattlesnakes, keep an eye out for those, especially if you're venturing off the trail.
Okay, good to know. I'll stick to the path, thanks. And remember, admire from a distance, respect their space.
Exactly. Oh, and one more thing. I've heard that section between Ohio Pile and Confluence.
I'm not sure how in Confluence.
It can get a bit rough, especially after some bad weather. Mud, washouts, you know.
Ah, so checking trail conditions before you head out is always a good idea.
Always. And being prepared, that's key to a safe and enjoyable ride.
Preparedness, check. Now, as we're pedaling through all this history, all these amazing landscapes, it really makes you think about the journey the DKP itself has taken, you know?
Oh, absolutely. It's a living testament to the past, the industrial past of this region. You know, coal, steel, timber, those industries that once boomed here.
It's like we're riding through a time capsule, but instead of factories and mills, we're surrounded by trees and rivers.
It's quite a shift.
It is. Yeah. And what's so cool is that it's not about escaping the past. It's about embracing it. I mean, these trails wouldn't even exist without that industrial heritage.
Exactly. We're riding on the infrastructure that was built to support those industries. It's a beautiful repurposing, a reinterpretation.
It's not erasing history. It's weaving it into the present. And it makes you wonder, what does this transformation say about us? You know, our changing relationship with nature, the legacy of industrialization. It's like we've come full circle in a way.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. From industry to nature, but still connected to that past.
And speaking of connection, let's talk about the mental side of this journey. I mean, tackling a trail like the GAP, it's not just a physical challenge, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. There's a huge mental aspect to long distance riding.
Like what?
Well, think about it. You're covering, what, 30, 40, maybe even 50 miles a day?
Yeah, that's a lot of pedaling.
It is. And it requires mental fortitude, staying motivated, you know, pushing through those moments when you just want to stop.
I can only imagine. Those hills, even with the e-bike assist, I bet they start to feel pretty steep after a while.
They do. So you got to have strategies, ways to keep those wheels turning.
Okay. So spill the beans. What are your tricks?
One thing that helps me is breaking the journey down. Instead of focusing on the total distance, I think about the next town, the next landmark, even just the next bend in the trail.
Little goals, mini victories.
Exactly. Those little wins keep you go. It's like, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time. I've heard that one before.
Right. It's the same idea. But of course, there are going to be times when you hit a wall, both mentally and physically.
Oh, I'm sure. What do you do then?
Well, sometimes it's as simple as taking a break, You know, refueling with a snack, hydrating.
Essential.
It is. And sometimes it's about remembering why you're out there in the first place. What's your motivation?
The why.
Exactly. Is it the challenge, connection with nature, the sense of accomplishment?
I think for me, it would be that feeling of freedom, you know, being present in the moment, surrounded by beauty. That sounds pretty amazing.
It is. And when those tough moments hit, try shifting your focus. Mm-hmm. Instead of dwelling on discomfort, notice the details. The bird song, the wind, the wildflowers. Those little moments of mindfulness can be like a reset button.
I love that. But let's be real. Not every moment on the trail is going to be picture perfect, right? What about those inevitable challenges like flat tires, sudden downpours, wrong turns? How do you handle those curveballs?
Those curveballs, they're all part of the story. And honestly, they often become the most memorable parts of the trip.
Really? I guess it's all about how you react, right?
Exactly. It's about adapting, learning, and sometimes just laughing it off. Flexibility is key. You got to roll with the punches.
So it's not about avoiding challenges. It's about how you face them head on.
Exactly. And overcoming those obstacles, it's incredibly rewarding. You push your boundaries, discover hidden strengths, and realize you're capable of more than you thought.
It sounds like tackling the GAP is as much an inward journey as an outward one.
I think so. You learn resilience, adaptability, and you gain a deeper appreciation for the simple things. And you might even surprise yourself along the way.
Well, I have to say, this deep dive has been incredibly inspiring. I'm feeling that urge to hop on an e-bike and hit the trail. What final words of wisdom do you have for our listeners who might be ready to embark on their own GAP adventure?
The GAP, it's truly a Spethet trail, a blend of history, natural beauty, and personal challenge. It's an experience that stays with you long after you finish the ride. So plan well, pack smart, embrace the unexpected, and most importantly, savor every moment.
Beautifully said. If you're looking for an e-bike adventure that will challenge and inspire you, the Great Allegheny Passage is calling. Charge those batteries, folks, and get ready for an unforgettable journey. And don't forget to share your stories with us. We love hearing about your adventures.
Happy trails, everyone.
And that concludes our deep dive into e-biking, the Great Allegheny Passage. For maps, resources, and to connect with fellow e-bike enthusiasts, visit our website. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep exploring.